Bruce Williamson is from the rail campaign group Rail Futures and joins us now. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Morning, Julia.
Thank you so much for joining us. I mean, what a surprise. I mean, we've always had this, haven't we, where this idea that, well, all the money that's made on the commuters that travel during normal time, they do a load of rail works over the Christmas period. That was always the norm. But 10 days in a row, given that so many millions of people are going to want to be travelling to seeing their loved ones, it's going to be a disaster.
Well, obviously, it's inconvenient for those people who want to travel at that time, but it's a sad fact of life that these works have to be done. So when do you do them? If you don't do them at Christmas, you've got to do them at Easter or during the commuting season when people are travelling to work every day. It's interesting you mentioned roads as a slip of the tongue there. Of course, the same thing happens on the motorways. Yeah. It's got to be done sometime. And the Christmas period allows us an opportunity because trains aren't running on Christmas Day and you've got the New Year break as well. So it's the least bad time to do some of these major jobs.
I mean, we're always told this is the least bad time, but there is an element where for a lot of these people, it's the only time they can do these journeys. They don't have the option of a car. Whereas actually we've not seen an awful lot of people commuting by rail in recent months. I was amazed actually when it came to the roads, how much work was done during lockdowns. I thought actually for once the councils are getting their act together. It's outdoor work, it's perfectly fine to work. I would have thought railways similar, the same. Surely any major works that needed to be done, the sensible time would have been to do them when there was literally no one on the trains at all.
Well, remember, the trains didn't shut down completely. Even during lockdown, we still had a sort of skeleton service.
I know. I went on a train a few times, and I genuinely, though, I mean, once I think there were 10 other people on the train.
Sure. And of course, there's also, you know, I'm sure works were happening during the lockdown period, but there is, of course, limited capacity in terms of how many workers you've got to do the job and how much plant and machinery and so on. Right. Those workers themselves are also subject to those same COVID restrictions as well, which also made it harder to do those engineering works.
So basically, we should be a bit more forgiving.
I think we should really. Like I say, when do you want these works done? It's absolutely essential they're done. You want a safe railway.
I tell you when we want these works done. Everyone, from their perspective, I want the works done when I'm not travelling. That's what people...
But that's true of everyone, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
You know? So we have to get real.
Okay. I mean, in terms of these works, a huge amount to take place. It's going to bring delays on services between London and the South, South West, Wales and Glasgow. Heathrow Airport will be cut off from London Underground services for 9 days. I mean, again, that's pretty crucial for an awful lot of travellers. And the thing is, the key thing about this is that this is the Christmas when people are saying, we really want to, you know, have a proper Christmas. People have barely saw their families at all last year. Many still haven't actually been able to do so. They've massive, you know, difficulty in getting everyone together. Christmas cancelled for millions of families last year. This Christmas, I think a lot of people, frankly, regardless of whether they attempt to bring in any restrictions or not, in any of the four quarters of the United Kingdom, people want to go ahead and see their families and get life back to normal.
Well, of course they do. And for those who can't make their journey this Christmas, of course, it's very unfortunate. But you need to remember that the vast majority of train services are running as normal. So for many, many passengers, not all, of course, but for many, many passengers, they will still be able to go see their family. But, you know, you can be selective about the sob stories about, you know, so-and-so can't see their family. But, you know, get real.
Yeah. Okay. Get real. I mean, I'm just thinking the four worst, most depressing words in the English language: rail replacement, bus service. We've all been there. Thank you so much, Bruce Williamson, there from the Rail Campaign Group, Rail Futures. Yeah, I'm annoyed because he's actually right, isn't he? He is right. We just don't want the trains not running to schedule when or running at all when we're not there. Let's talk about something completely different.